Macmillan Audio presents A Letter of Mary by Laurie R. King. Read for you by Jenny Sterling.
Part 1. Tuesday, the 14th of August, 1923. To Friday, the 24th of August, 1923. A pen is certainly an excellent instrument to fix a man's attention and to inflame his ambition. John Adams. Chapter 1. Alpha. The envelope slapped down onto the desk 10 inches from my much-abused eyes, instantly obscuring the black lines of Hebrew letters that had begun to quiver an hour before. With the shock of the sudden change, my vision stuttered, attempted a valiant rally, then slid into complete rebellion and would not focus at all. I leant back in my chair with an ill-stifled groan, peeled my wire-rimmed spectacles from my ears and dropped them onto the stack of notes, and sat for a long minute with the heels of both hands pressed into my eye sockets. The person who had so unceremoniously delivered this grubby interruption moved off across the room, where I heard him sort a series of envelopes, chuck, chuck, chuck into the wastepaper basket, then stepped into the front hallway to drop a heavy envelope onto the table there. Mrs. Hudson's monthly letter from her daughter.